At Market District, we believe in the power of great taste, like juicy heirloom tomatoes, cheesy house-made pizza, and fresh artisan-made bread. From produce to meats to chef-made meals, discover great taste at Market District.
Happy birthday, America. It's time to celebrate and play your favorite Las Vegas casino games by American-owned SpinQuest.com. What's better than fireworks and American pie? Hitting a blackjack in the palm of your hand, and you won't lose your fingers. Over 1,000 games, including slots and live dealers. And $30 coin packs are on sale for $10. SpinQuest.com. Buy American players for American players.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
All right, we have some major breaking news, and this is not a drill. This is very, very dangerous. Today, Donald Trump fired the commissioner of the Bureau of Labor Statistics because they reported job numbers he didn't like. Let that sink in. This wasn't a report coming from this commissioner. This wasn't coming from a single person or a partisan body. This was the nonpartisan Bureau of Labor Statistics doing their monthly report, and Donald Trump decided to target this person. But make no mistake, the reason Donald Trump is doing this, and a lot of people might miss this, but the reason Trump is doing this is to take the attention away off of the slowing economy, the sinking economy, and take it on to him, his administration, and his crazy actions. You know, this has been his tactic since he entered politics, to dominate the headlines, drown out any bad stories with stories that he controls the narrative on. So just remember, the economy is slowing. We'll cover all of this, but let's just start with this. Unquestionably, the most dangerous and corrupt attack on the independence of U.S. economic data in American history. Trump is firing the head of the BLS, a longtime civil servant, confirmed 86-8 by the Senate, simply because his job numbers came in below his expectations today. I am trying to properly set the stakes for what just happened by really showing this is dangerous and corrupt. Economic independence is part of the reason the United States, despite all of its flaws, has been a leader in the world for a while. And I understand we have a lot of wealth disparity. We have a lot of flaws that stem from the Reagan era and the 2008 crash. I understand this, but the U.S. economy has been a leader in many ways. There's no doubt about that. And it's because the Fed, you know, our labor force, all of this stuff is rather independent. Interest rates are independent from the decision of the president. If presidents were making decisions on the economy like the Fed does, they would make very short-term reckless decisions that only benefit themselves and not the longer term. So we have to have not just a Fed chair, but a Fed board, a group of people that make decisions. But even this is separate. This is just yet another attack on the independence of our economy that is built on top of his relentless attacks against Jerome Powell. Let's check out CNN reporting these jobs numbers, and then I want to walk you through what's happened, because it all started this morning when we got the July job numbers. They came in way below expectations, and Trump immediately had a meltdown on Truth Social. He then tried to steal the headlines by immediately firing this commissioner, but we are going to report on the real state of the economy. If you appreciate us slicing through the distractions and reporting on the real news, make sure you drop a like below. Make sure you subscribe. We will cover everything from the firing to the actual state of the economy. So follow the Adam Ockler feed, and let's start here.
That was weaker than expected. But the real news is there were all these massive downward revisions for both May and June. May, originally, the government said the economy added 144,000. Now, 19,000. That is a major revision. This is the biggest revisions we've seen since COVID. June was originally at 147. Now it's just at 14,000. You can see it on that bar chart there. June was the worst since December of 2020. I just talked to Joe Bruswellis. He's the chief economist over at RSM. And he said, this report that we just got, when you look at the July numbers and the revisions, he says this is the worst major economic report we've gotten since the end of the pandemic era.
Since the end of the pandemic era, Governor Gavin Newsom then pointed out a July jobs report is way below expectations. May and June were revised down as well. Unemployment rate ticked back up to 4.2%. We haven't seen conditions like these since 2020. Don't let Donald Trump gaslight you. He is failing Americans and crashing our economy. One more time, Donald Trump's tariffs have introduced unpredictability. Donald Trump's terrible economic policy, his redistribution of wealth to the richest of the rich, has hurt the economy. Do not let him do these crazy distractions about the Redskins and about this and that when he's failing the American people on his core promise, which was saving the economy. Now, we can talk about the economy. I also want to leave room to talk about the firing of the BLS commissioner because the erosion of checks and balances are equally as important. But to continue, Jamie Dupree on Twitter says, May, June, July is the weakest three-month period of job growth since COVID. But if you throw out 2020 as a year, it's the weakest three-month period since 2010 and the aftermath of the Great Recession. Again, the weakest three-month period since the aftermath of the Great Recession if you remove 2020 and the COVID era. Now, Trump just went on camera moments ago and began to respond to this. But again, I just want to point out before I play this clip, this is a controlling of the narrative on Trump's behalf. This is him trying to say, look over here at this firing, which is really scary. This firing is bad. But look over here at this firing. Do not focus on the bad numbers.
Your supporters have had issues with these numbers.
I've had issues with the numbers for a long time. But today's, we're doing so well. I believe the numbers were phony, just like they were before the election. And there were other times. So you know what I did? I fired her. And you know what? I did the right thing.
Do you think you did? Of course you think you did the right thing, you freak. Let's read these posts that he made. Look at this one. In my opinion, today's jobs numbers were rigged in order to make the Republicans and me look bad. Just like when they had the three great days around the 2024 presidential election, and then those numbers were, quote, taken away on November 15th of 2024, right after the election, when the job numbers were massively revised downward, making a correction of 818,000. So again, he's pivoting. He is pivoting, and let's just break down the facts. Donald Trump promised to help the average American. He has harmed the average American. I also want to point out that the Bureau of Labor Statistics has existed since 1884, which is over 140 years. So presidents, both Democratic and Republican, have long relied on the BLS to provide nonpartisan, expert, objective economic data about inflation, wages, jobs, the unemployment rate. And then those numbers have been used to shape policy and steer markets for a while. They help ordinary people understand where the country stands, you know? So until now, no president has ever fired the BLS commissioner for reporting inconvenient facts. Never. Never has any president done this because it shatters the norm of, you know, economic independence and also the truth being up for debate. So here's the scary part. Trump is then asked, how am I supposed to trust? How are we, as the American people, supposed to trust the job numbers when you're clearly going to put in a partisan actor?
On the monthly jobs report, going forward, why should anyone trust the numbers?
Well, that's the big thing. You're right. No, you're right. Why should anybody trust numbers? You go back to election day. Look what happened two or three days before with massive, wonderful job numbers trying to get him elected or her elected, trying to get whoever the hell was running. Because you go back and they came out with numbers that were very favorable to Kamala, okay, to trying to get him elected, trying to get her elected. And then on the 15th of November or thereabouts, they had an 800,000 or 900,000 overstatement reduction right after the election. It didn't work because you know who won, John? I won.
This dude is just lying through his teeth. Lying through his teeth. Again, this is the most dangerous and corrupt attack on the independence of U.S. economic data in American history. I want to continue to say that. I want to read the post where he actually fired the Bureau of Labor Statistics, or sorry, the commissioner of the Bureau of Labor Statistics. He says, I was just informed that our country's jobs numbers are being produced by a Biden appointee, Dr. Erica McEntifer, the Commissioner of Labor Statistics, who faked the job numbers before the election to try and boost Kamala's chances of victory. Not true. Never happened. Now he's going to apparently replace her with somebody more competent, but competent in Trump's mind just means loyal. And we know this based on Pete Hegseth, based on everyone. You know, I'm not even going to give Trump the time of day of reading this whole post. You guys can literally guess what it says. It's attacking Jerome Powell, saying the economy is booming, the job numbers are faked. Everything is rigged against Trump. How do Trump supporters not understand that he is lying and tricking them when he repeatedly calls things rigged, rigged, rigged. When he says the 2020 election was rigged, he's undermining our own systems for his own ego. When he says that the Bureau of Labor Statistics and their numbers are rigged, he is undermining our independence for his own ego. But in Trump supporters' minds, this is the key distinction. In Trump supporters' minds, and a lot of Americans' minds, these institutions are already corrupt. So the winning message for Democrats is, listen, we know that the institutions are corrupt and rigged. We are not going to protect those institutions, but Trump is rigging them for himself. We want to rig them in favor of you to help the American people. So that's what it is, and that's what John Ossoff said out of Georgia. Let's watch this clip of, I guess, friend of the show, enemy of the show, Kevin O'Leary.
We're used to volatility. We had a bad print on jobs. I did not agree on whacking the commissioner. I don't like that. Whacking statisticians makes no sense whatsoever. You don't shoot the messenger. They used to do that in ancient Rome. Bad news, to kill the guy off the horse. You don't need to do that now. It doesn't matter. This is a job where you just print data. So I didn't like that story.
So Kevin O'Leary actually taking a somewhat normal position, saying he really did not like the story. You know, I'm going to leave it there, but I just want everybody to understand a few things. This is not normal. This is not how democracies function. This is the kind of stunt you expect from a strongman leader in a failing state that is on the brink of collapse. And I mean, and unfortunately, as I say that, it sounds like that kind of describes the U.S. But I will say we're still a few steps ahead of like Hungary. We're not Hungary yet. And I know that that's going to make a lot of people mad. A lot of people get mad when I say that the United States is not yet Russia, but that's the reality. The United States is not yet Russia. We still have a lot to fight for, a lot to preserve. When it comes to the midterms that are coming up, we can vote and win back the House. Republicans are worried about that. That's why they're taking moves. We just won a Wisconsin Supreme Court race. That doesn't happen in Russia. That does not happen in Russia. We just won a massive Wisconsin Supreme Court race back in February. So I'm going to leave it there. None of this is normal. And just remember that. If you appreciate these videos I make, all that I ask is you drop a like below. Make sure you're subbed to the Adam Mockler feed on YouTube, and I'll see you all in the next one. Peace out.
At Giant Eagle, we believe in better, and that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
What's up, everybody? It's Bretzky, and America is turning 250. And I can't think of a better way to celebrate that than playing on an American-owned social casino, SpinQuest.com. With all of your favorite games, live craps, bubble craps, live blackjack, there's no better place to play for free and win real cash prizes. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.